gone before us, those that will follow. It allows us to understand that we are to be moved with great acts of thanksgiving for what we have inherited, for what has been given to us. We also are moved to a deep responsibility for what we have been given, that we preserve it, that we live it deeply, that we enhance it, and then hand it on to a future generation. And we are part of this vast community of saints, which will be fully revealed to us at the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. But yet, they are still with us. I remember a very powerful passage in the Gospel of John. It occurs in the 6th chapter, in which our Lord, in his teaching about the bread of life, tells us that nothing that the Father gives to him is ever lost. I think that is also a reason for our deep concern for remembering those who have died. Those that really are not lost to us, but those who are still very near, in a different way, changed perhaps, but still with us. We remember them. We often pray for them that they might be fully purified. But we also realize that our Lord made this statement within the context of his teaching about the bread of life, about the whole meaning of the Holy Eucharist. Because in Latin, the term communion of saints is communio sanctorum. Now, actually, if you look at that term, it can mean not only the communion of saints, but also a communion of holy things. And originally, the meaning of that communion indicated all of those who by the common celebration of the sacraments and the reception of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ were joined into this great community. And therefore, when we gather for the Eucharist, which is the very heart of our Catholic life, we remember that we are joined by all of the saints, all of the angels, those who have died, those who are faithful, are part of this as well. And it makes us realize what a powerful community we are members of when we are members of the body of Christ, the Church.
How would you answer the question, what is truth? Would you ignore it? Would you let somebody else answer it? We're called to stand up for the truth, especially in a confused world. We need you to stand up for the truth. Stand up for the truth by supporting St. Gabriel Catholic Radio this week with a financial gift. Through your support, the truth continues to reach people every hour of every day. Call 614-459-4820 or go online at stgabrielradio.com.
WVSG Columbus, Ohio. Statewide, this is the home for listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
It's a good day to be alive.
And welcome back to the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Fall Spirit Drive. I'm Elizabeth Ficicelli, host of Answering the Call. This is my third hour this morning, and I'll be back for three more on Friday because I love doing the Spirit Drive. I know how much Catholic Radio has impacted my life. I know how much it's impacted your life because you're listening right now. So we do want to hear from you where you can hear faithful Catholic broadcasting on these airwaves. You can call us at 614-459-4820. Go online, stgabrielradio.com. And you know it's a team effort. This is truly a partnership in evangelization. And, you know, maybe you've already given, and we want to thank you for that, but go ahead and encourage others to donate too. Send an email out, Facebook, Twitter, smoke signals, I don't know, pick up the phone, anything you need to do. Invite everyone you know to join the mission and partner with us to bring the truth of Jesus Christ to Central Ohio and beyond. It's such a blessing for us to have the support of priests and deacons in this effort to spread the truth and beauty of our Catholic faith. And I am joined this hour by Deacon Frank Sullivan. He's from St. Mary's in Lancaster, and also Bishop Hartley. So welcome. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
And can you lead us in a prayer?
Sure.
To get ready for today.
Okay. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
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 Oh God, we thank you for the many blessings that you give us each day. And we ask you to bless us and to bless our work, our apostolate of bringing your word and faith to others. Give us the strength each day to do your will. We ask this all through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, Deacon Frank, do you want to give a special invitation to St. Mary's or maybe to Bishop Hartley to join us in Spirit Drive today?
Yes. Anyone, any of the parishioners who are listening from St. Mary's, I would encourage you to join us today, and also anyone that's at Bishop Hartley. They're probably right now at Bishop Hartley eating lunch.
Yeah.
But other than that, I'm hoping that they'll join us as well.
And they're state champions?
Oh, yes.
Okay, yeah, so we want to hear from those football fans, because you know we have Friday Night Football on St. Gabriel. That's one of the many programs, and so lots of good stuff there on Friday nights if you're a sports fan. Mm. So pick up the phone, 614-459-4820. We want to hear from St. Mary's in Lancaster. We want to hear from Bishop Hartley folks, but we want to hear from you as well. And, you know, maybe we can honor our deacons this hour because we love our deacons. Mm. So maybe if you're listening and you are a deacon, maybe you're married to a deacon or have one in your family, why not make a donation in honor of a deacon you really love and admire? He could be living or deceased, and we'll announce that on air by calling 614-459-4820. In this half hour, we're going to have an audio clip coming up from Archbishop Acquia of Denver on the program Faith Alive, and we'll hear a personal testimony from Amy Hart. She's from St. Joan of Arc in Powell. But the next thing I want to do is bring on my special angel for this hour. She's been with me in the past. It's Lori Kroc. Hello, Lori.
Hello, Elizabeth. Hello, Deacon. Nice to see you both.
Well, welcome. And you are over at St. Joseph's in Plain City. Is that correct?
That's correct. And I would also like to issue a challenge for all of the St. Joseph Plain City parishioners to give us a call at 614-459-4820 or go online at stgabrielradio.com.
Okay. And Laura, you do the, you're still doing the Holy and Healthy Minute
Reflection? Holy and Healthy Minutes. Yes, okay. Absolutely.
She does that and maybe an occasional column for the Catholic Times. You still doing that a little
occasional
bit?
Occasional columns, yes.
All right.
As the Holy Spirit
busy
provides
lady.
Inspiration, yes.
And what is Catholic Radio, has it been doing, you know, in your faith life? Has it been helping you?
It helps me every day. In fact, I laugh some days because I think if someone asked me my favorite show, it would change every day.
Yeah.
but depending when I'm in the car. But it just fills me up. It gives me joy. It gives me peace. It gives me inspiration. It takes my mind off temporal affairs, which is wonderful for all of us.
Uh-huh.
To turn our hearts toward the Lord. And just so thankful to be part of the mission here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio.
That's right. Before you announce the gifts you have to share with us, I want to set up our hour in terms of goals. So, because every hour we get a new goal. This hour, this 12 o'clock hour, we're looking for total gifts of 15. And we're looking in that of 7 sustaining members. A sustaining member is anyone who gives $20 or more a month. And if you do that, you'll receive Father John Ricardo's Most Holy Rosary DVD. Or if you increase your already existing sustaining membership, you will receive that. We are looking for gifts of any amount. It could be any amount that you can afford. Or if you want to be a business member, $60 or a month or more, you'll get 100 mentions a year. And if you can, and you're blessed to do it, if you can give $1,000 or more, that's a leadership gift. We really, really honor those. And you'll receive not only that Father John Ricardo's DVD, but also the 7-inch statue of El Nino Divino. No, I got that wrong. El Divino Nino statue. And it's just like the one in Hansville, only it's smaller. So it will fit like in your car or in your, you know, on your dresser or wherever you want to put it. Because the one in Hansville is huge. But, and speaking of statues, we have beautiful, like 2-foot statue of Our Lady of Fatima. And there's going to be 2 drawings for that. One will be a drawing of anyone who calls 614-459-4820 over the next 3.5 days. Anyone who calls will be entered in that drawing to be picked Saturday at noon, Saturday the 22nd. Or if anyone is a sustaining member, they are going to be also entered into a second raffle for a statue of Our Lady of Fatima, again, drawn Saturday, September 22nd. By noon. So that's really exciting. So Lori, do you have some gifts you want to kick off this hour already?
I sure do. I have 3 gifts to announce. The first one is from Jacqueline, and she's from Columbus, St. Mary. And we thank you, Jacqueline, for your gift to our Spirit Drive.
All right. Thank you, Jacqueline.
And I want to thank Stephen and Jane, and they're from Chillicothe. They also made a gift to San Gabriel Catholic Radio. So Chillicothe, a shout out to Chillicothe.
Yeah, beautiful. We just asked for Chillicothe, so they responded. All right. Yep.
And also a gift from Susan, and she's from St. Christopher Columbus. So we thank you, Susan. We thank all of our callers, and we encourage all of you to make those phones ring, 614-459-4820.
You know, as you hear those places that our listeners are calling in from, it's awesome. It really reminds you how far this signal is going. So, Deacon Frank, what brings you to the Spirit Drive today? Why is Catholic radio important in your ministry and your life as a Catholic?
Well, I know that Catholic radio has always been a huge part of different parishioners that I had, that I, you know, come in contact each and every day, especially the ones who have entered the RCIA. They mention many times how they've come to just to inquire why it's important, and so it gave them a boost to get started.
Wonderful.
You know, I think that's important. And then, of course, you know, on the high school level at the St. Gabriel, you know, just supports high school sports so much, especially high school football. We always appreciate them when they come to our place and cover one of our games. But also another thing that we have been fortunate to host is Bishop Campbell's forum. He has a high school forum each year, and he records it at Bishop Hartley.
Wonderful.
So we're able to invite other Catholic schools in and give them a little hospitality, Hartley hospitality.
Oh, how great.
And the bishop's there, and it's a wonderful experience.
And, you know, that's part of our goal as a Catholic radio station is not only to provide the great national program you hear on these airways, Al Cresta, Teresa Tamio, Father John Ricardo, but the local events, whether it's the football game, whether it's the men's or women's conference, whether it's a parish mission, you know, we promote all that. So what we're going to do now, Deacon, we're going to go to the first audio clip for this hour. It's Archbishop Aquia from the Archdiocese of Denver, and he's talking about keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus. So let's give a listen.
St. John tells us, you know the Spirit of God is every spirit that acknowledges Jesus Christ in the flesh and belongs to God. And we test those movements in our hearts. We test the movements of the spirits as to what they are calling us to or calling us away from. And we must always ask ourselves, is this of God or is this of the evil one? And listen to the words of St. John. You belong to God, children, and you have conquered the spirits of the world. For the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. And one of the things that the devil loves to do is to discourage us. He loves to make us think that he is stronger than Jesus. But all you have to do is name Jesus or say, I pour the precious blood of Jesus over you, Satan. I keep my eyes fixed on you, Jesus. And the evil one will run. He may try to torment you, to discourage you, or to lead you to despair. But the important thing is to keep your eyes fixed on Jesus and to know that he is stronger than any evil. He has conquered sin. He has conquered death. And when we call upon his name, he conquers the evil one. And so, in that battle, three things are essential. First is that we be people who desire intimacy with the Father, with Jesus and the Holy Spirit, that we open our hearts to them and speak heart to heart with each person. My sons and daughters, the Father, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit has a unique and personal relationship with you that is different from every other human being. He desires to be intimate with you. And never ever begin comparing yourselves. That is the work of the evil one. That is the work of the devil. Oh, she's so much better than me. Or, oh, he's so much greater than me. That's the evil one speaking. That is not of God. The Lord loves each and every one of you. He has died for each and every one of you. He knows you better than you know yourself. And so taking time to enter into prayer, into that relationship with the Lord, is essential. And speaking heart to heart with the Lord about your desires, about your hopes, about what is going on in your heart, and opening yourself to that. And you can do the same with the saints, of seeking their intercession. A couple of years ago, I was at the shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe for a conference. And during that visit, they were going to take a group of us bishops back to see the tilma and to see it up close. They put it in a safe every night, and it's all mechanized, and they enclose it. And they have a back way that you can go and literally stand here, and the tilma is here in front of you. And I've always had a deep devotion to Our Lady of Guadalupe. She is wondrous because she desires to lead us to her Son. She desired the people of America to come to know her Son and to change their ways, to repent. And so I was talking with her and speaking with her about my excitement to see her tilma face to face, the gift that she has left the world. And then all of a sudden in my heart came the words from her, "My little one, understand. The greater miracle is the Eucharist you celebrate every day."
That was the voice.
Not what I have left.
No, that was the voice of Denver Archbishop Aquila. The show is Faith Alive, and that airs here at St. Gabriel on Monday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays at 4 p.m. I'm Elizabeth Ficicelli, and I'm joined by Deacon Frank Sullivan of St. Mary's Parish in Lancaster. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that clip, but I wanted to, before we do that, Deacon Frank, look at our hourly goals, because we had some activity during that clip, and I love that. So we have a total goal this hour of 15 gifts, 15 total gifts. And we already have 4 gifts given so far, so we're, you know, well on our way. We're looking for 7 sustaining members, and a sustaining member is $20 or more a month. And so those are really important. That's a steady stream of income that the station can rely on, and it's really easy because once you give that gift, it just keeps coming out of the account. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to write a check every month. So it's really, really easy. So we already have 1 sustaining membership this hour. You can also increase if you're already a sustaining member and God's continuing blessing you. Maybe you can, you know, up it a little bit, $5 or $10. You can do that, and we'll count that among the sustaining membership gifts this hour. And so if we hit the first 10 gifts, once we hit the gifts, a number of 10, we get a bonus of $250. Mm. If we get our 15 total gifts, we get another $250. And if we blow the roof off the goal, and sometimes that happens, we'll get another $250 if we hit 20 gifts this hour. So that's, you know, $750 that is out there available to us if we can meet that goal. But we have to meet that goal, you know, so this is money that says, if you can reach this, I will give this. So we really have to hit our goal. The number is 614-459-4820, or you can go on your computer, saintgabrielradio.com. Someone will be happy to receive you there and help you with your giving. So let's talk a little bit about that clip, you know, Deacon Frank. I think the Archbishop's words really ring true, especially now. I think the devil really wants to discourage us and distract us. But we have the Spirit of God within us, and we don't really need to be afraid, do we?
No, we don't. The Spirit will always overcome any kind of evil that will come towards us or come in between us and God. And I think the Holy Spirit will always be, you know, there for us. He'll never let us down. He'll never let us down.
Oh, and that's so comforting. Mm-hmm. You know, I know that right now my husband and I have recently committed to praying a scriptural rosary together every morning before we start the day. That's going to be our way to kind of enter into prayer with him, keep our eyes fixed on him, no matter what unfolds during the day. Do you have any other advice maybe for our listeners, you know, how they can keep their eyes focused on Jesus?
I think one way is any kind of devotion that you can have, such as what you just mentioned, that your husband and you are going to have that devotion every morning. Have a devotion to the Sacred Heart, to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. All of those different ways, you know, the evil one, the devil, doesn't like those kind of things.
Right.
And if we can continue to promote in our lives by prayer, by maybe mentioning it to others, you know, it doesn't mean we have to go around and shout it from the rooftops, but just living our faith makes a huge difference.
Absolutely. That's a great way to evangelize by leading the way. Father, look, the numbers are starting to pop up on the computer here. We have six gifts already, so we are really cranking along. We are doing well. We're still looking for several sustaining members, and Lori Kroc, our angel, has just flown in very quietly, so she's got some news.
Well, would it be okay if I share a joke first?
Oh, of course. They've just been riveting all hours.
Oh, is anybody else a baseball fan at this table besides me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little
great.
Bit.
Oh, yeah. Okay, here we go. Where is the first baseball game in the Bible?
I don't recall.
Here we go. In the big inning. Eve stole first. Wait, there's more. Eve stole first. Adam stole second. Cain struck out Abel. The Giants and Angels were rained out.
Oh, boy. Are callers making these up as they're calling in? You can share a joke,
but
right?
They can share. Yeah. We're always looking for good, clean, holy jokes.
We're looking for good jokes. Yeah. Okay. What else do you have to share with us, Lori?
I have two gifts to share. One from Kimberly from Granville. Thank you, Kimberly, for your gift.
All right. Kimberly,
and
thank you.
Thank you. And Carol from Columbus also gave us a gift as well. So
thank you, Carol.
Keep calling 614-459-4820. And I have a renewal on a sustaining membership at the gold level. So we're very thankful to Kathy for that. She's from St. Catherine.
Thank you, Kathy.
She made her renewed her membership with us for in honor of her mom and dad. And she said she loves Catholic radio and how it really draws her into the Lord and keeps her focused on him throughout the day. So what beautiful words, Kathy. Thank you so much.
Beautiful. Lori, do you want to give an invitation to the St. Joseph's people out in Plain City?
Absolutely. St. Joseph, Plain City, please call in, especially the Walking with Purpose group. And that man is you, and our Knights of Columbus, and our Adoration group, and anybody else who's listening, please call 614-459-4820.
Those are great programs. Walking with Purpose, that man is you. So definitely call in if you're part of that. All right. So thank you, Lori. We're going to hear from her periodically throughout the hour with your gifts at 614-459-4820. And our testimonial this hour, and I love these stories because this really, really brings alive what Catholic Radio is doing in the lives and hearts of individuals in our diocese. And this is Amy Hart, and Amy Hart is over at St. Joan of Arc.
I am.
Welcome. Thank you for joining us. Tell us just a little bit about yourself, Amy.
I am a mom of four. I go to St. Joan of Arc, involved there in a lot of parish life. Love God, love Christ, and love my Catholic faith.
You are involved. You're a lector, Eucharistic minister, adoration, PSR teacher, and in Walking with Purpose. You're a group leader, Walking with Purpose.
That's
awesome. And talk about Catholic Radio, you know, how you started listening and how it's impacted your life.
I'm a revert, cradle Catholic. I listened for a while and then kind of went away, started listening to Christian music. But then February of this year, a friend of mine kind of reignited the idea to start listening to Catholic Radio again. In the last 9 months, have made a lot of decisions in my life. It's given me confidence I love to share my love of God and my love of Christ. But I didn't always mention that I was a Catholic because I wasn't real confident in it. Right. And St. Gabriel has given me the confidence to be able to share the beauty of our faith, recreated the love of the sacraments and the grace and all that it can mean. And I just feel like I have to share that with people. So it gives me the confidence to do that.
Is there any show in particular on St. Gabriel that you like, that's one of your favorites, or...
How long do we have again?
As long as you want.
I was going to say Father John Ricardo. I listen to him every morning, especially when I'm getting my son ready to take him to school. That one has been impactful. I even listen to the podcast when at other times. The Encounter radio show, that one has been very impactful. I actually signed up to take a trip to the Holy Land, to Jerusalem, Israel, in March. Heard about it through there. Signed up to do a Holy Spirit 101 healing ministry retreat in Dallas, and found out through there. So it's made me hunger for more and more, and it's just... talking to somebody, it's just, I can't get satiated enough. And that's what the listening to St. Gabriel has just ignited that in me.
So do you have a challenge or an invitation for anyone at St. Joan of Arc in particular that you want to inspire to pick up the phone today?
All of my, I was going to say, especially I just started my small group leader with Walking with Purpose. So I'm going to challenge those ladies and anyone in adoration to go ahead and pick up the phone and call. And also have a challenge, parents with young children. One of the things I've learned, I have St. Gabriel on in the car. I also have it streaming live at home all the time when I'm doing laundry or dishes. And it's funny, the kids are in the room and it's dripping in and they'll say something later on. I'm like, didn't know they were listening. So just a challenge to just always have it on somewhere in the background.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you know, so many people have TVs on in the background or something, some noise on in the background. But to have that on, like you say, the little kids, we hear this all the time. My kids in the car, you know, and it's getting in. It's getting into them. They're being subjected. But you know, as I heard you talking, as this Catholic who has come back to her faith and this passion you have, and talking about returning to the sacraments, Deacon, you're listening to this thing, I'm thinking, you know, 20, 30 years ago, that you wouldn't hear a person talking like that. But
no,
Catholic radio makes that happen.
Yes, it does. Yes, it certainly does. Yes,
it does. It's crazy. So, we love hearing your stories, and we thank you, Amy, for coming in and sharing about your journey and how Catholic Radio has impacted your life. So, you want to give out that phone number and website one more time?
It is St. Gabriel at 614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com.
Okay, and Amy has challenged her parishioners out there, her Walking with Purpose group, and I want to invite my Walking with Purpose group too from St. Pius, and we are a big group of ladies, and it's doing a wonderful program over there. So thank you again, Amy. And you know, Deacon, isn't it amazing when you hear people's testimonies? You know, when you really hear them, they come in, they take the time to come in and share how Catholic Radio has changed their lives. That's so uplifting to me.
Yes, it is. It is. It is very uplifting. It's wonderful that we have this opportunity, because when I was growing up, we didn't have Catholic radio.
No.
I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but we didn't have that, and now we have this, and it's just, we have to keep it going. So I'm hoping that individuals will continue to call in and give their support.
And they are calling in at 614-459-4820. We've got 8 gifts on the table out of 15. We are really well on our way. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll have another great clip. We'll be with Deacon Frank Sullivan. And your calls at 614-459-4820. Stay with us.
This is John Martinoni, host of EWTN Open Line Monday. I always tell people there are 3 really big things that Catholic radio does. It makes good Catholics better Catholics. It brings fallen away Catholics back to the faith. And it brings non-Catholics closer to and quite often into the faith. Thanks to EWTN, our program is provided free of charge, but there are many other expenses that must be paid locally to keep it on the air. When you pledge your support, you make it possible for this station to carry programs like EWTN Open Line every day. No matter the amount, your gift works to make a difference for you, for others, and for the future of Catholic radio. Prayerfully consider making a gift right now.
The Spa at River Ridge, a luxurious hair salon and day spa in Dublin, offering hair, nail, and skin care and massage with tranquil pond views in a gorgeous new facility. Details online at thespaatriverridge.com.
There are so many ways to give that it can oftentimes be a little overwhelming. The Catholic Foundation makes it easy. The Catholic Foundation website has a list of many funds that you can donate to online. To learn more about how you can help the charities and organizations you care about, or to open a new fund, call the Catholic Foundation at 614-443-8893 or visit us at catholic-foundation.org.
Transform your space with Grace. Grace Transformations. From commercial remodeling to residential renovation, remodeling, and construction, we work with you to bring your ideas to life. No project is too big or too small. Catholic-owned and operated, Grace Transformations offers exceptional quality at reasonable prices that fit every design and budget. So when you want to transform your space, do it with Grace. Grace Transformations. Get started at gracetransformations.com.
Lindsay Honda proudly sponsors AM 820. We know quality, and that's why Lindsay carries the entire lineup of award-winning, top-rated Honda and Acura vehicles, including the 2018 North American Car of the Year, the Ohio-built 2018 Honda Accord. We have a very large selection, and you'll be proud of the way that we do business. We're located just off I-70 and Bryce Road or at lindsayhonda.com. Open 6 days a week, proudly closed Sundays, spending time with our families.
Old School Construction, concrete and electrical, commercial and residential, a trustworthy, hometown, veteran-owned business. CatholicConstruction@gmail.com.
All right, we're back. This is Elizabeth Ficicelli, your host for this hour of the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 Falls Spirit Drive. That number again to make a donation is 614-459-4820. And, you know, I'm joined by Deacon Frank Sullivan of St. Mary's in Lancaster. And, boy, that testimony from Amy was impactful.
It was. It was very.
And we see people are responding because we have now 10 gifts out of 15. And what do we say about the 10 gifts, Father? We get a bonus. I mean, Deacon.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the bonus there?
$250.
All right. So we just earned $250 bonus bucks here for hitting the 10 gifts this hour. But our goal is 15. That will get us another $250. And if we go through that, which we are allowed to do, and we encourage you to do that, and we hit 20 gifts this hour, that's an additional $250 bonus. Great. So that's really exciting. And out of the 7 sustaining members we're looking for, we've got 5. It just Woo-hoo! Popped up
Great.
Again. Okay,
Great.
So we are really close. And we need that sustaining membership. That's $20 or more a month. And you can help us by calling 614-459-4820 and join the family of sustaining members for St. Gabriel. So 2 more of those. And a leadership gift. We would love to hear from you if you are blessed to be able to give $1,000 or more. So Lori Kroc, our angel, is back. She's got some updates for us.
I sure do. And I'm happy to announce that Paul has renewed as a bronze sustaining member. So thank you, Paul,
thank
very
you.
Much for
thank
that.
Thank you.
He's from St. Joan of Arc. And we'd also like to thank Doug, who is another Bronze Sustaining Member. We're so excited to have
you
join our family.
Thank you, Doug.
And then a gift from Kathy, and she's from Dublin, St. Bridget of Kildare. Thank you so much, Kathy.
All right. Beautiful.
And if I may, I'll close with a joke.
Oh, I see. So she's not going to start with a joke. She's going to close with a joke. Okay.
So why did the hawk sit on the church's steeple?
I don't know.
It was a bird of prey.
Oh.
I'll have to remember that.
That's
one.
That's a good one. Yes. Give this one to you, Deacon.
Yes, thank you.
I love this. I don't know where the jokes are coming from, but they're awesome. And someone must appreciate it because I just see the number of gifts has gone up to 11. So there you go. So Deacon Frank Sullivan, tell me a little bit about Catholic radio and your own journey. You have a favorite show. How has it impacted you?
Oh, probably my favorite, or the one that I've listened to the most, is Father Ricardo.
Yeah,
he's just wonderful, and I know my wife has listened, you know, faithfully to him when she can because of her work, and I think it helps us to put a perspective on things. It it widens, you know, of our education too. Most of us, you know, we might have hopefully are going to church every Sunday, and we're being filled, with the Word of God and the Eucharist. But also, we have our wonderful Catholic times that we here in the diocese. But there's other ways too, and it's wonderful that we can pull from throughout the country, even throughout the world, you know, of various people who want to share their faith, and they can share it in this way.
Right. So, you know, one of the things I love about Catholic radio is because it's such a portable medium, and it can be where we're going, whether it's that app on our phone or the radio in our car, or like Amy was saying, the background in her kitchen, you know, radio or whatever. Some of the things that really hit me about Catholic radio is how it seems to answer something I'm dealing with at that particular moment. There's such a timeliness about it, a question that I might have had or whatever. Just, you know, I just like really hear God speaking to me. He's reminding me of something, you know, I hear something. Oh, it's like Father Ricardo, as you mentioned, it's almost uncanny. I usually have him on as I'm going to daily mass. So I only have him on for a little bit, but it's almost just strange how he's talking about something that my husband and I just discussed, you know, the night before. And it's just, I feel like the Holy Spirit is very much alive through these airwaves.
Yes.
And you can be a part of keeping the Holy Spirit out on the airwaves to touch all these people that you may never know till you get to heaven and we find out, you know, hey, thanks, you brought me to the church, you know, through Catholic radio.
Right.
And call 614-459-4820 or go online at stgabrielradio.com. And I see we have 12 gifts already out of the 15. And remember, if we hit 15, that's that extra bonus of $250. So if you, you know, give a gift of any amount and help us push to that 15, you're going to increase your gift by $250 just by doing that. We do want two more sustaining members this hour, and we're really, really hoping for a leadership gift of $1,000 or more if you can do that. So free money is on the table, Deacon Frank. So we want to encourage people, again, if you're a deacon or want to give a gift in honor of a deacon, if you're from St. Mary's. And let's hear from those Hartley people.
Oh, yes,
you know,
yes,
I don't, definitely. You know, maybe I'm going to start inviting the Watterson people to start calling, right? So a little competition. Right. I want to hear from these Hartley people.
Yes.
How you love Catholic radio and what Catholic radio is doing for you. So 614-459-4820. So we're going to get ready now, Deacon, for our next audio clip. But you know what? Before we do that, because this audio clip is going to come from the men's conference, I just want to talk a minute about the men's and women's Catholic conferences here in Columbus.
Yes.
Because it's extraordinary. We have the largest conferences in the country, and that's a really impressive thing. And
yes,
it's really, I believe, having very much to do with Catholic radio, because since the very first women's one, at least, Catholic radio has been in the room broadcasting live. And I know because I've covered it. I continue to cover it live. And we are taking that amazing event where they're bringing in these powerful speakers and you have thousands of women, thousands of men, and they're broadcasting those powerful talks throughout, you know, wherever the signal's going.
Right.
And it's unlimited and allowing more people to take part of it. Because we have, you know, young moms who can't take a whole day. You know, they got a baby at home or whatever. Mm-hmm. Some people are sick. You know, so whatever the reason, we're bringing the men's and women's conference. But have you yourself been to the men's conference?
Yes, I have. And it's interesting. You were saying that, you know, not everybody can be there. So it's wonderful that that St. Gabriel Radio brings the conference to them.
Yes.
It's almost like bringing church to them,
yes,
you know,
yes,
in a sense. And one Sunday, well, I just happened to be asked by the diocese to help out Bishop Campbell at one of the men's conference as an assisting deacon. So I was proclaiming the gospel. Well, the next day, on that Sunday, there was a family came up to me and they said, you know, we were listening yesterday because we couldn't go to the conference. And my son said, that sounds like Deacon Frank. That was me. Yes.
Aww.
So it was nice that they made that connection, and you know that they were listening. And this guy was just a little guy. You know, So, but yes, I think it's a wonderful way for men and for women, you know, for the various conference to hear wonderful speakers that really touch the lives, maybe in a male way or in a female way.
That's right.
And it's a way of being able to also be supported by those around us.
That's right. So we air it live. Then we replay the talks throughout that following week. And then they've been put on Faith Alive. And so you hear them periodically. So there's a lot of life that we continue giving those talks. So, and that's what this next talk is going to be. This next clip is from the Catholic Men's Conference. It's the powerful speaker, Jeff Cavins. He's talking about imitating God. So let's give a listen to this.
But to follow Jesus as a disciple really gets down to a relationship with him. And I started my study this last year on discipleship in the Old Testament and taking a look at what is the basic foundation of being a disciple of Jesus. In other words, what is the foundation for me to be the best father that I can be, the best husband that I can be, the best son that I can be, and so forth? What is that? Is it going to Bible studies? Is it watching EWTN? Is it listening to Catholic radio? What is it? And so I went into the Old Testament, into the one book that most of you have studied probably relentlessly. And that is the book of Leviticus. If you look at the side of your Bible, you'll see that area that's well worn. That's Leviticus. It's that book where you go home and you say, I just got to get more of Leviticus. Most of us have never read Leviticus. Because when we start reading it, we start reading all about laws, and we read about monthly cycles and scabs on the legs and all these different things. But what's interesting is that when Jesus was a boy, and all of the boys during Jesus' time, when they started studying the Bible at the age of 7, the very first book that they studied was Leviticus. And the reason that they studied Leviticus is because Leviticus is about holiness. It's divided into two sections. It's divided into a priestly code and a holiness code. And most people will never remember that, but what we should remember is that when you look at the book of Leviticus, God gives the kernel of truth about discipleship that later we're going to see is fully sprouted in Jesus Christ and then demonstrated in Jesus and Paul and others. And that is this in Leviticus. God says 6 times in Leviticus to his beloved Israel, he says, "You be holy as I am holy. You be holy as I am holy." 6 times he says this, "Be holy as I am holy." And so we learn from the book of Leviticus that God is calling Israel to be like him and to be holy as he is holy. And that is a very, very important point. Putting it in layman's terms, we would say this: God is calling Israel, get this, God is calling Israel to imitate him. To imitate him. And so the foundation of discipleship, the foundation of a Catholic man following Christ, is imitating God. I am imitating God. That is something that we can all do. We are called to imitate God. Now you say, well, man, that's a big deal. I mean, you can't even see God. God is so big and so powerful. And Jeff, you're calling us now to go and imitate this God. Yes. And we're going to take a look at some of the details of that. But we're called to imitate him. And so what God is doing with Israel, watch this, is he is discipling Israel and saying, hey, guys, act like me. Imitate me. Imitate me. In fact, he says to them in Leviticus, he says, I want you to distinguish between the clean and the unclean. Now, for a man in modern America today, that is quite a task. And we have the opportunity to do that every single day, to distinguish between the clean and the unclean. When we're on the internet, when we're at work, when we're on a business trip on the road, we are constantly called to distinguish between the clean and the unclean, that which will give life and that which will tear your life apart. And so to Israel, he says this. He says, I want you to distinguish. I want you to be like me. Be holy as I am holy, and distinguish between the clean and the unclean. And then he goes on and says, don't follow the way of the Egyptians, but follow my commands. Follow my commands. So you can see how God makes it very clear to Israel that if they're going to be his people, they have to imitate him. And so we have to ask ourselves, well, what does God do? Well, that's what Bible study is all about. That's what the great adventure is all about. The great adventure that I teach goes from Genesis all the way to Revelation, and it reveals the Father in words and deeds. And so we as Catholic men cannot sit back and say, I'm called to imitate God, but I don't know what to do. Well, we do know what to do because God has revealed what he does.
That was the voice of Jeff Cavins. He's spoken at both the men's and women's Catholic conferences here in Columbus. And we bring these conferences to you every year. It touches countless lives, and including those, as we were just talking about, listening from home. So if you have attended either the men's conference, the women's conference, you know how powerful they are. Why not call and make a donation of thanksgiving that our diocese has these kinds of things? Because many don't. So we're very blessed by that. The number is 614-459-4820. I'm Elizabeth Ficicelli, joined here by Deacon Frank Sullivan from St. Mary's in Lancaster, and this is the Fall Spirit Drive. And Deacon, we got some exciting news. Look, how many gifts do we have?
Oh, yes. We have a total of 14. 14. Right now, we need one more. We need several more, really.
Yeah, because if we get one more, there's another bonus. What do we get for the bonus?
250.
Another 250.
Yes.
And we have 6 sustaining members, so we need one more sustaining member at $20 or more a month. Mm-hmm. And we then we'll hit that goal and get the 250, and we can continue because we got another 11 minutes to the hour. If we hit 20 gifts this hour, and it's doable.
Yes.
I know we have generous listeners. We'll get yet another $250 bonus. So this hour has afforded $750 bonus, potential bonus money.
Oh,
we've already got 250.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting the first 10 gifts, but 250 is a centimeter away. So 614-459-4820. And as I was going through the gifts, you were talking about the Father John Ricardo Rosary DVD for sustaining members. We have that El Divino Nino. I can't say that. For the leadership gifts. And we have the raffles, Our Lady of Fatima statue raffle that we're giving away. But also, I neglected to say, we are also giving away, your name will be entered into a raffle for 2 OSU football tickets to the November 3rd Nebraska game.
Oh, yes.
So
great. Yeah.
I'm not a big football fan, but that's probably big news,
Oh,
huh?
Yes. Yeah. You can't go wrong to go to see OSU.
That's right.
It doesn't matter who they're playing.
Well, that's right. So you can go see OSU win against Nebraska.
Right.
We're going to say. So Deacon Frank Sullivan, who do you want to especially invite this hour to donate?
Well, my brother Knights in Lancaster, but also, in the whole diocese. We are very fortunate to have the Knights of Columbus here.
Yes.
And sometimes I think we take them for granted, and they're a wonderful men's group that really tries to support what the Catholic faith is all about.
Yes.
And then also I'd like to encourage the St. Vincent de Paul societies. We have a very active group of St. Vincians, I guess you would say, in Lancaster, and they do a wonderful job. They with their store there and with all the help that they give. So again, if any of you know of a knight or know of a St. Vincent de Paul member, please give to St. Gabriel Radio.
614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com. And I think people are responding, Deacon, because we just got 16 gifts for this hour. That means we passed the 15. We picked up another $250 bonus.
Good.
So far, that's $500 bonus. So we're doing really well. But we still can get one more bonus of $250 if we hit 20 gifts total this hour. Mm-hmm. And there's still about 9 minutes left to the hour. So if you call 614-459-4820, make a gift, you can help us snag that $250 for a total bonus of $750. So that's really great. Mm-hmm. We'd like one more sustaining member, again, $20 or more a month. And we'd love to have a leadership gift. I haven't gotten a leadership gift, and I'd love to see that come in at $1,000 or more. And I don't want to neglect the business membership out there. $60 a month or more, you get 100 mentions a month. It's a wonderful, wonderful way to advertise your business and support Catholic Radio. Mm-hmm. Lori Kroc, our angel, you got some more news for us.
I do. I have more good news. We love good news. We would like to thank Autumn, who made a gift, and she's from Bucyrus. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Autumn.
And we're very grateful to Robert Marie. They are Platinum sustaining members. So they're from New Albany. So we really appreciate that sustaining member gift as well.
Okay, good.
And thanks to Diane, she's from St. Vincent de Paul in Mount Vernon, for making a gift as well. So we're reaching all corners of Columbus.
We are.
I have a prayer request, too.
Okay.
Just ask that we pray for Mary Coleman, and she is ill right now, and her Martin Mitchell, her husband's an advertiser with us and sponsors the Play of the Week. So we just want to keep Mary in our prayers today.
Absolutely. Yes. We certainly will. And, you know, that's another power of Catholic Radio. We hear that on the programming that someone will mention, please pray for. And we know the listeners are doing that. You know, when I hear Johnette, you know, Williams asking people to pray for a caller, I do it right there in the car. I will just lift her or him up in my heart right there. So that, and think countless people listening, you know, because that's EWTN programming. So even more than, you know, further than we're doing here. So, so that's beautiful. So we will pray for her.
Thank you. And also one more, Robert made a gift. He's from Groveport, so we're very appreciative for his gift of well.
Thank you, Robert.
All the callers and gifts this hour, we just give you our thanks, and we're so happy to have you join our mission here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Please, there's plenty of time to call 614-459-4820 or go online at stgabrielradio.com.
All right, Lori, and I'm not going to say goodbye to you yet because I want you to come back in and bring
I'll
a few more gifts
in
the next 6 minutes.
I'm going to do it.
Because they are totaling up. Yeah. Look at tallying up. Shush, Dave. I know he's giving me the look like she's toast. She's toast already. 3 hours, she's toast. We got 17, Deacon Frank. We got 17 gifts.
Let's make it 20.
So we need three more. And we'll get yet another bonus of $250. So that could be you at 614-459-4820. So Deacon Frank, you know, I was thinking about Jeff Caven's clip there, and, you know, discipleship, you know, he's talking about discipleship. It's got to be one of the biggest words in Catholicism today. Everybody's talking about it. I talk about it in my parish mission, Discovering, Living, and Sharing Our Mission. But it's really important, because if we say, you know, we're Christians, we follow Christ, you know, we're a disciple, that demands something of us, doesn't it?
Oh, it sure does. Yes. And, you know, sometimes I think people, I share this with my students a lot, that it's not like you have to completely change your life in a sense. You know, you just have to start seeing God as being a part of your life. And if you can see God being a part of your life, then it's going to change your actions. It's going to change the way you treat other people. It's going to change what you say to them or not say to them. And it's just a beautiful way of being able to be a follower of Christ, is a disciple of Christ. And it's that disciplined, you know, where we get our word disciple from is discipline. And a discipline is not something negative that, you know, we're thinking we're, you know, a punishment or something like that. No, it's a discipline helps us to move our life in the right direction.
That's right. To move our life and to do something, mm-hmm. to be active. And I'm hearing those phones in the background. So I know people are being discipled by calling and supporting the station and helping in the evangelization process. 614-459-4820. We still have just a few minutes here and looking for, I'm going to really try to get those three gifts. And it could be a gift in any amount, you know, and that will push us up to that 20 total gift, get that last bonus of $250 for such a good cause. And Jeff Cavins was talking about how we're called to imitate Christ. You know, and I've always loved the book, The Imitation of Christ. I did a children's adaptation, the children, you know, the Imitation of Christ for Children, because it's really important in our developing a personal relationship with Jesus, how we imitate Christ, how we model his example. It's already given to us in Scripture. You know, we don't have to guess. We've been given the blueprint just to try to live as Jesus modeled for us. And so, you know, Scripture already gives the Father to us in words and deeds. It's all there for us. We really don't have any excuses.
No, we don't. We
not
don't
to follow.
Yeah, and it's easier than we think.
It
you know?
Is.
Sometimes, you know, I think we think it's going to be so of a burden. It's not a burden. It's life-giving. It's life-freeing.
I know, so. And sometimes I'll be driving along listening to a program and they'll say something like that. And I'll be, you know, it's really not as complicated as I tend to make it. It's just really, you know, it is really easier than we think. If we just get ourselves out of the way and let the Holy Spirit in and what he wants to do in our lives, it's so much easier. So this has been a wonderful hour. I know we've just got another minute or two before we're going to have to go off the air. So I just want to just wrap up a few things. We are going to be returning to regular broadcasting. We're going to go to Dr. Ray Guarendi, which is a wonderful show, one of the many wonderful, what I call the national Catholic broadcasting on this radio. So he's wonderful. And we'll be resuming the Spirit Drive at 3 o'clock. We're going to have Father Thomas Blau on that hour. Yes. That'll be wonderful. But just so you know, the phone lines are still here. We have our volunteers here. We have food here. Please come by at Winterset Drive over off Henderson Road. Please come. It's like an open house here. Visit us. See the beautiful station. We'd love to meet you in person if you've never been here before. So we'll accept your phone calls. The internet never shuts down, as Dave reminds me. So you can make your donation at stgabrielradio.com or call 614-459-4820. And we will, you know, track all those gifts. And when we come back on the live Spirit Drive, we will be announcing those gifts. So it won't be like your gift will get forgotten in the next 2 hours. Everything will be mentioned. So make a donation again in honor of someone or a cause. So before, Deacon Frank, thank you so much for sharing this hour. And can you leave us with your blessing, please?
Sure. Let's bow our heads and pray for God's blessing. May the Lord bless us and keep us. May his face shine upon us and be gracious to us. May he look upon us with kindness and give us his peace. And may Almighty God bless us, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thanks again, Deacon Frank. And this is Elizabeth Ficicelli, host of Answering the Call. It's been a wonderful 3 hours. I've really enjoyed it. I will be back Friday for another three. Don't forget to call 614-459-4820.
WVSG, Columbus, Ohio. This is the home for listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
I'm Gray, and this is the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network, where at 2 p.m. Eastern, you can tune in and hear Call to Communion with Dr. David Anders. Oh, yes, today's Open Line show will follow with Father Mitch Pacwa.
With your your EWTN Newslink. I'm Teresa Tomeo from Catholic Connection. President Trump heading to Cherry Point, North Carolina, following devastating damage from Hurricane Florence. In a joint news conference yesterday, the president thanking first responders who've been aiding relief efforts following the hurricane. Four abuse survivors reportedly receiving a record statement from the Catholic Church. The Catholic Diocese of Brooklyn reaching a $27.5 million settlement with four men allegedly abused by a teacher as children. Attorneys say the sexual assaults took place between 2003 and 2009. Judy Cochran is a mayor of Livingston, Texas. Now she has another title to add, Gator Hunter. The grandmother catching a 12-foot-long, 580-pound beast on her family ranch, and she says it took only one shot. For more news of the Catholic perspective, visit EWTNnews.com. I'm Teresa Tomeo, and The Doctor Is In with Dr. Ray Guarendi starts now.
The Doctor Is In is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Hello, Dr. Ray.
Hi, Dr. Ray. How are you?
I'm sure I'm going to get really good advice from you.
Why do I have to be the insightful professional?
You're right on track with this. You're right on track.
My idea, my theory, my guidance is a bit of a stretch.
And everybody make